Louisville's 23 String Band describes their music as bluegrass attack, fueled by high-octane rock and roll energy and triple-distilled old-timey roots. They're one of the bands performing later this month at Owensboro's Romp Festival. Rose Kristen Presson spoke with 23's bass player T. Martin Stamm about his group's efforts to teach others about old-time music.
The 23 String Band recently toured in some new places east of Kentucky. How was that?
It's always exciting and interesting to go somewhere where nobody's ever heard of you or heard your music. And with our group, it's kind of weird because we do bill ourselves as a bluegrass band, but our music is very abrasive to the ears of people that are expecting straight-ahead bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that with our group, sometimes we rub people the wrong way, I guess. But then other times people receive it really, really well. I think that that's a good place to be, actually, even though it's a little bit divisive.
Well, the street of my doctor's rent 2-for-1. There's pennies on the dollar where Frankie's from. The patient list is growing longer every day. Keeping them sedated, that's how the bills were paid. But bad Frankie was a trading man, just a nickel-dime hustler at the fireworks stand.
And you guys will be playing at Rocky Grass in Colorado this summer, right?
Oh, yeah, we're doing Rocky Grass. And that's really exciting because we're trying to develop a little bit of a different approach, like an educational angle, wherein we've done some of these band workshops or like master classes, if you will. We did one in St. Louis at this like folk school. And in Johnson City, Lee Bidgood is a professor of bluegrass at East Tennessee State University. And just meeting him and talking to all of his friends about the educational aspect of the way the 23 String Band does their thing. And the opportunity to be able to do something like play a club show one night and then do a master class the next morning is something that I'm really, really excited about. My buddies who I went to college with, grew up with in North Carolina, are in a hip-hop group called The Beast.
There will never be another opportunity that's better than the present to recover from the slumber, sleeping when we need to.
And they do exactly the same thing. They play a show and then they'll do like a lecture type thing where they explain about like the roots of music and how hip-hop, R&B, and gospel has come to its current form and where it came from. And if we could get to do something that's on that level, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I said welcome to the movement.
Most of you guys in 23 String Band did the workshops at Romp last year, and you and Paul Cowart of Punch Brothers led the bass workshop, right?
Yeah, we did, and I personally had such an excellent experience doing that. I've never done anything like that. I never met Paul before. Just ended up being a really cool kind of improvised experience. Such a great guy, such a killer player. I probably was as much an attendee at the masterclass as I was leader of the masterclass.
You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
What are these workshops like from the perspective of the performer? Are they stressful at all to have to know you're going to walk in and have questions coming at you? Or is
no,
this something
I love that type of thing. I'm obsessed with, you know, playing the bass and all things that are related to it. So I love talking about that type of thing. And I've been playing for like basically my whole life. And whether it's teaching a private piano lesson or doing a bass master class, I love to see in their eyes that a huge light switch just got switched on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love being a part of that. It's awesome. That's why I love learning and I love music so much. Pretty much every time I pick up my bass, or every time I pick up a guitar, or every time I'm playing music or something, I'm trying to kind of search around and dig for that way that I can understand something in a new way, or I can play a lick in a way that is easier under the fingers or sounds better a certain way. And it's just so much fun. It's like figuring out a puzzle. And even in a group setting, if I can facilitate that or be part of making that happen, it's such a joy.
Today we're gonna get up down in our town on a long hot summer day. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. No towboats building up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Towboats building up barges on a long hot summer day.
T. Martin Stamm will give a bass workshop June 30th at 2:30 at the Romp Festival in Owensboro. You can find more information about the festival and workshops at WKMS.org. Next week, we'll continue our series of conversations with musicians appearing at Romp, and in workshops, we'll speak with Stamm's bandmate, fiddler Scott Moore.